There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Theater of Tomorrow! Flash! Ad-free, early access, and much more! Flash! Tune your telelectroscope to midnightdisease.net/join for premium access to The Theater of Tomorrow and other fine shows like The Hotel, Out of Place, and Margaret's Garden! Membership includes novelties like postcards, pins, Googaw, gimcrackery, and myriad other folderol. And now, on to the show!
From the first stories told in firelit caves to the electronically recorded messages of deep space, we leave the 20th century with no regrets. Time bends. Space is boundless, and when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the Theater of Tomorrow. Tonight's production is The End and How It Began.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. Welcome back. You are here with Tac Tacitus, your man with the plan. Have you been keeping yourself safe out there? Have you been laying low? I know I have, but not because I don't care. Don't put that on me. I care deeply. So deeply that I am spending my time compiling for you. Compiling for your souls, the echoes from our scared brethren. What must they have felt in the moments after? Where did they go? So pipe up and pipe down, listen in to this round of eyewitness accounts. Not I that have witnessed, but those what gone before me. And I am resurrecting the memory. So here you go, you stalwart survivors. Here's a bit of audiophonic ephemerality for you. Here is a story of tragedy.
Yeah, I call the world.
Well, we just very important. Try to capture these moments because what's happening is obviously
important for what?
Well, people who.
Who's gonna listen to them? People.
Well, we do honestly believe that this is a really important thing that we're doing to get these accounts so that we can learn about what is happening. And
no, you don't. Okay, you're done preaching. You're done, okay?
You don't have to do this if you don't
want
to.
No, I get it. I get it. You want to say your piece, you said your piece. It don't matter what we're doing, whatever you're doing.
Well, what we want
is to be digging down, not digging up. Come on.
We want your piece. We want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I get that. Well, go on.
We are recording now. For the record, this is file number 72.
Goddamn number.
And whenever you're comfortable, whenever you're ready, just tell us about your experience, what do you remember, and how everything started. Maybe it's a good place to...
Yeah, what I remember. Yeah, I got lucky. I was in Tennessee. A town called Hot Black, Tennessee. Out on business, driving through, so... And I spent them first few days in my hotel just watching the news. And Hot Black, it's one of them little towns you drive through between real cities in America. Yeah, pretty much just a truck stop, hotel, general store. I was like driving back in time 40 years, so... Yeah, there wasn't no saucer anywhere near us till the very end. Yeah, I didn't like the way it smelled from jump. And nothing that president said made me feel any better, so... Yeah, after the first day, not one truck left the station, pulled in. Yeah, we all just sat in our rooms at the diner and waited. And when the president said they was coming...
They are coming. Yeah,
all hell broke loose. I mean that. The people, they ran. Ran nowhere. It's like watching cats in the rain. I don't know what you saw when they came. I don't want to know. I heard a few stories. They're all about the same. Spaceship. Black Frisbee. I don't know how loud it is. I couldn't tell how far away it was because I don't know how big it was, but it was shaking them cheap window frames in my hotel room. And it was 20 miles away if it was a foot. And it was headed our way. And most of us just watched, but it got louder. It got closer. And them damn arms came out.
Wait, what arms?
You kidding me, right?
No.
The ropes, or wires, or tubes, I don't know. I'm sure I'll find out soon enough. They started snaking and sniffing all over the ground. We couldn't see what they was doing. You know, it was too far. It came fast. I left everything. I got in my truck and just left. Everyone was leaving. I saw... God, I saw an 18-wheel semi drive right through a minivan in the parking lot. I barely found the road. He wasn't thinking. He was just running. Now, the van was empty. But the family it belonged to, they tried to run after the truck. And they ran after every car. They couldn't catch him. That truck driver, he killed that family.
He killed them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he didn't hit them. But he stranded them there. I don't blame him, though. That kind of fear, all you can do is run. I had room for the family in my truck, too, and I didn't stop either. Nah, I looked that man right in his eyes as I drove past. He knew. Then that truck tipped over when he tried to take the road too hard and he fell out right out the door. It swung open. He rolled, flopped over. Yeah, I didn't see him get up, but I was long gone, man.
So, long gone, where were you headed? What was your plan from then?
Plan? I didn't have no plan. I drove into the mountains as far up as my truck could take me. I could still hear that spaceship. I couldn't see him anywhere, but I heard it. I heard it everywhere. So I got out and I ran when my truck got stuck. Yeah, I ran like a scared little kid who knew his daddy was gonna whoop him when he got home. I didn't even think about food or water. I just wanted to hide. I had some beef jerky in my truck, that's it. I didn't even grab that. Goddamn lucky you folks is already up here hiding. I mean, I guess. They're gonna find us sooner or later, especially with those shitheads of yours going outside.
So, what else can you tell us?
That's it. Man, what else do you want? They came, I saw, I ran. Hey, heroes is all dead. They're just people who got caught and us who ain't been caught yet. So there.
Did you see more saucers or did you see people get taken by them?
Yeah, I saw a little. Well, you want to know? Yeah, you think you want to know. You'll find out soon enough.
I'd be willing to find out now if you're willing to share that with me.
I drove up the mountain here. I could see down the valley some city. I don't know which. It was pretty close. There was a spaceship. Maybe the same one, I don't know. And it had its tubes snaking around. Just hoovering people up. Anyone running outside and scooped right in. Miles and miles up the tubes into that ship. A buzzing noise. Like a diesel engine made of bugs. That's all I could hear. I was doing 90 around these curves just to get away. I felt like that ship could see me. I wanted to be in the woods undercover. And that's when I drove my truck off the road and straight up, got it stuck after a couple miles. Panic. Pure panic, because I saw him. You understand? Is this what you want? I saw them. I couldn't see them too good, because I was halfway up this mountain, but these guys are big. They're 10 feet high. I don't know. Yet dark and solid. Like a Kodiak. You ever seen a Kodiak bear? It's big, fast. It's climbing on the buildings, bringing people out. And they're gonna find us. They're gonna take us. I don't know why. Why would they take us? Why not just kill us here? I think they want us. They want to do something with us or to us. I mean, think about why we do it. Why do we go into an animal's habitat and take them out all alive? To eat them? To farm them? Study them, maybe. But put them in a nature preserve. Call the herd. You know, best case scenario, human zoo. But we don't put every single animal in the zoo. We just take a couple. They take in all of us. Against our will. Now, whatever they wanted.
Take a second if you need.
I don't need no second. I'm damned to hell. Yo, that truck driver who killed that family, I truly hope he died in that ditch, and I say that with all Jesus' mercy in my heart. I hope he died so quick, he doesn't have to meet that family up in the hell that came for us.
There's always a possibility that they could be done. That perhaps not everybody's going to be taken since it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. If you really believe that, you wouldn't be hiding up here. Listen. Shh, listen. You hear that? That's them. They're gonna come pull us out of this hole, stuff us in a tube. Oh, Lord, we're gonna die screaming in a spaceship. If anyone has a gun and an ounce of mercy, you shoot them kids out there in the back of the head so they don't have to look the devil in the eye when he comes.
So that's that. Does it not rattle your cage like it did mine? That right there is our damnation. But I believe in salvation. Yes, my brothers and sisters, you get a good picture of where I am now. Picking through debris of what might be still if we get together and build up. I say to you now, if you're hiding, if you don't want to show your face, I understand, but the human race deserves more. I'm not gonna sit idly by while my brethren fly to the sky upward, taken against their will. No, still I search on. But that threat's not gone. Neither am I. Vengeance will be mine.
The Theater of Tomorrow was created by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, with special thanks to Andy Hamer. You know what you did. This production was fortunate in securing the services of Mark Whitten as Tacitus and Survivor 72, and Kelly Ninaltowski as the interviewer. Tune in next time for another thrilling episode of The End and How It Began.
Tonight's production was a work of fiction produced entirely for the Theater of Tomorrow.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.